Welcome to Afyom Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor in the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf and Zayin in the Oiz of Hodr edition, Perek Shmini, starting Halacha Zayin. Sok the Mishnah, Amas Samayim, you have a water canal, Shir Veres B'Chatzer, it goes to your Chatzer, meaning it's a canal that enters the Chatzer in one end and goes to the other end, and the walls of the Chatzer are crossing above the canal, but not they're not in the canal. So the din is a mimali you made of Shabbos. You're not allowed to draw water for it on Shabbos. Elin can assume a mechitza gvoya asfar tfachim beknis to vitzio. Unless you made a special mechitza, a special wall, which is 10 tfachim height, in the canal, putting into the walls of the canal to show that's the mechitza, so then you can draw water from it. But if you put the mechitza, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, is considered to be a mechitza tluyo. We imagine it going down into the canal, and it's considered to be that the water in the canal is within the chotzer. If not, the canal has a din of karmelis, and you're not allowed to use it to bring into Rishus HaYochit. On my view, the Maise Be'omel Shel Ovil, there was an Omel, there was a canal in this place called Ovil. Shemimali Yimenel Pis Kenim B'Shabbos, this canal went through many chateris, and they filled up water for it based on this game. And there was no walls in it. So Rabbi Yehuda is coming to tell me that the walls of the chateris should be good enough, as he said in the previous Mishnah regarding the pit. That canal didn't have the shear, which is a problem. And the Gemara is going to explain in a moment which shear is the problem. Says the Gemara immediately. Masniso, our Mishnah is talking about Be'amuko Asoro Ve'Rechav Arbo Ureprutsu Mikan Omikan. The canal has a depth of 10 tefachim and a width of 4, and it's open in both sides. Because it's a 10 by 4, it has a din of a karmelis. Says the Gemara, Nifritza Meruach Achas. If after they took care of the canal, put a wall in the canal, the chotzer, the wall of the chotzer fell down. Now the Gemara now refers to it instead of being a chotzer, being a mavoi. As we mentioned before, the mavoi is when the length is more than the width. So if the wall of the mavoi fell down, nifritza meruach achas, noisen lechi mikoyro mikan. Don't rely on the mechitza of the canal. You still have to do a lechi and a koyro, a crossbeam or a pole, in order to be mati the mavoi. Nifritza mikan mikan, if it was open in both sides, and now it's mefulash from side to side. So you have to do what we learned before regarding a mavoi mefulash. Nosen lechi v'kori mikan. You put a crossbeam or a pole on one side. Or you should tzuris apas mikan. Tzuris apas on the other side. In other words, you can now rely on the wall, which was in the canal. Goes back to Warren asks, we spoke about the canal in Ovil that went through many chatzeris. They all used the water. We solve the issue, I can take water from the canal, which is karmelis, to Rishus HaYochit. But still, many chatzeris that didn't do an eruv between them are using the water of one place. Now, how do we know they didn't do an eruv between them? So the Gemara understands the chatzeris on every side of the canal. They're on two sides of the canal. So they can't do an eruv between them. The canal in between has separated them. They can't do an eruv. So answer the Gemara. We're not talking about that there were houses on both sides of the canal. It was only on one side. So they could do an eruv. So they did an eruv, the chatzeris, and merely they could use the water of the canal. And what we solve with the idea of the walls is that the canal is coming, bringing water from outside of the chatzeris. So that we solve with the walls. So the Gemara, Pshita Domilso, this is Pashut. That Amuka Asara, if the canal has a depth of 10, but it doesn't have the width of 4. You can carry the water from the canal, and you can fill up the water from the canal, because it's clear to everybody, it's not a caramel. You can see it clearly that the width is very small. But what happens if it's it has the width of 4, just doesn't have the depth of 10. So now, the people from the outside don't know it doesn't have the depth. So it says, meaning you can carry in the canal, because the canal is not a karmelis, because it doesn't have 10 by 4. But ma'ule ma'lois, can I fill up water from the canal to take it outside? Or people will not know and they're going to think that I'm taking from a karmelis to a shusay yochid. Says the Gemara, Rabchina no'am amutar, Rabma no'am arasu. It's a machlekes. Says the Gemara, according to the Girsa of Rab Chaim, Masniso pligo al Rabchina no. The Mishnah and the Brice that explains it seems to argue on Rabchina no. Because the Gemara says, continue that from Nunzayim with base. Our Mishnah ended by saying, the canal of Ovil, Chom said there was no shear. What does it mean there was no shear? So the Brisa explains, there wasn't a depth of 10, and not a width of 4. Mashma, Avilim loy oiso amuka sorah, verichov arbo. If it did have the depth of 10, but it did have the width of 4, also, it won't be Asr. Why? Because people don't know that it doesn't have the depth of 10. So you see, then you're going there. So that's a question on Rav Chinino. Answer the Gemara, no. I feel no, even if it has the width of 4, it's still mutter. Hi, so why the Brisa says that it didn't have the width of 4? That was a story. They're just saying in the case of Ovil, there wasn't the depth, there wasn't the width. But even if there would be the width, it would still be mutter. Halacha chezog de mishto. Katsoitzro means a balcony, which is above the water. So katsoitzro shilamala minayam is above the sea. You can't fill water from the sea on Shabbos. Unless you do a mechitza of 10 tefachim surrounding the area of the balcony where you're going to take, where you're going to draw water from. So here there's the machlokes of the Rishonim. What does it mean? Rashi says b'lamala means above the balcony, or lamato means below the balcony. As long as you have mechitzas around the balcony, or some Rishonim say lamala means above the water and lamata means below the water. You have two balconies, zu lamala mizu, and you have two, one above each other. They made this mechitzas of 10 fachim around the top balcony, but now to the bottom balcony, shtem asuras acharivu. And referring to the case that the bottom balcony and the top balcony are partnering in taking out the water. So the bottom one cannot rely on the top one until you do an eruv to make them one. And we'll see in the Gemara in more details exactly how is the description of these two balconies. So the Gemara of Zeiru of Yudah B'Sharav, Vushte Mechitzo Meshukas B'Mayin Kemeloy Adli. So the simple understanding the Gemara is, referring to this Mishnah, and we're saying that the Mechitzas surround the balcony need to go into the water. The amount of adli, as I said before, the amount that you have to lower a bucket to fill water. So the Gilyan Ashas says, no, we're not talking about this Mishnah. This sentence belongs to the Mishnah regarding Amas HaMayim that we referred to in the previous Mishnah. Where we said that you could take water from Amas HaMayim, you need to have the mechitza going into the water, that the bucket should be the amount it takes for the bucket to go in the water. That's what the mechitza should go down to. And according to this, the next sentence makes sense. If I don't do this mechitza going to the water, so you have two rishuyos, two people, two different chatzeres using the same ammo, so using the same water canal. So therefore, you have to have the mechitza going in there, and this is negat to the previous Mishnah. So says the Gemara now, Uno, by the katzoitzro, by the balcony, we don't need that. There don't have to be the mechitza going to the water. But you need to have the mechitzas very close to the katzoitzro, either attached to the balcony or within 3 tefachim to the balcony. In order for it to be a heker, then doing these mechitzas in order to withdraw water from the balcony, from the water into the balcony, you have the mechitzas going from the balcony into the water. That's the mechitza tluyo that we imagine going down into the water, and Rabbanan allowed or Mekel over here take water out of the sea. With this, we conclude Yoshami Erevin Daf Nun Zayin.